Later this morning, Governor Deval Patrick signs a major education reform package that paves the way for more charter school seats in Massachusetts and gives the state new power to turn around schools deemed underperforming. It'll also boost the state's case for an estimated $250 million in federal education money that could be available. Governor Patrick joins us on the line now. Governor, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with Morning Edition.
Bob, good morning, and happy MLK Day.
And same to you, Governor. The education reform package that you're going to sign paves the way for more charter schools in Massachusetts and gives the state new power to turn around schools deemed underperforming. The great hope of supporters of the plan is that it will help close the achievement gap between students of different races, between rich and poor students. Is that, with this package, in your view, guaranteed?
That is our mission and our goal. That's the reason for this package. As you said, despite impressive gains in student achievement in the last 17 years, we are still leaving some kids behind. And they tend to be poor kids, kids who speak English as a second language or who have special needs, often kids of color. And those are our kids, too. They can learn. So the theory behind this package is having listened to teachers and education advocates and parents, is to try some new things, longer school day, after-school programs, experiential learning, whatever teachers believe that it takes to reach those kids, and this package gives us the tools to do that.
Do you think the achievement gap can be erased?
I think it can because I think it has been. I've seen lots of examples of this very population being reached by the right strategies, whether it's at, you know, Edwards Middle School, a wonderful school in Charlestown that's been using extended learning time for a number of years, or Excel Academy, a charter school in East Boston. There are all kinds of examples that I have seen, kids I have seen with a fire lit under them and a relationship between a highly motivated teacher and themselves. And what we are trying to do is create those conditions in every school.
Critics say the education reform plan puts too much emphasis on scores from the MCAS student achievement test and undoes union protections for teachers. In cases where perhaps schools are underperforming and it's not the fault of teachers, it may be a lack of community support, it may be a lack of money, it may be a lack of parental support. Respond to those criticisms.
Well, first of all, I don't think teachers are the problem. I think poverty is the problem. And in those rare circumstances where the work rules get in the way of doing what's necessary to reach the kids who are struggling, then the work rules get relaxed. It's as simple as that. It's not about a critique on the profession of teaching or on unions, for that matter. Indeed, the union leadership, we're very involved in shaping much of this bill. But our focus has been on the children, and it has to be on the children first, last, and always.
We both know that sometimes legislation can languish on Beacon Hill for a long time. The pace of getting some legislation through the House and the Senate can be glacial. But this plan moved pretty quickly through the legislature. And one of the big reasons was in order to meet a federal deadline, the deadline tomorrow to apply for as much as $250 million in federal education money that could come to Massachusetts. How good a shot do we have at getting it?
Well, I think pretty good. I think we were strong before this bill because we've had such impressive results in education reform over the last 17 years, as I said at the outset. But I think this makes our position even stronger.
How crucial is that federal money? If the state doesn't get it because it's not guaranteed, can education reform be achieved without it?
Yes. You understand we have been doing we've been on this path of education reform for 17 years. The question is, how do we reach the kids we've been leaving behind? And not all of those strategies require more money. Some just require a little more room in the constraints of a typical school day and the typical rules of operating a school, and require a different level of accountability, which is another thing that this bill delivers.
Governor Patrick, thank you.
Thank you.